It's Megan Humphrey here, editor of Retail Express. I'm back bringing you the biggest news that's been affecting the convenience industry in the last 2 weeks. It's been another busy one, filled with government announcements. Aside from Boris Johnson easing lockdown restrictions, he has also extended the deadline protecting tenants from eviction by their landlords. Retailers now have another 3 months to negotiate a rent payment deal to ensure their business stays afloat post-pandemic. Finance specialist Barry Frost urged retailers to use this extra time as an opportunity to speak to their landlord and strike a deal to save them added stress nearer Christmas. It's important to remember when approaching your landlord that they too will have a vested interest in agreeing a deal with you, because the last thing they'll want is empty space and no one to rent it. Elsewhere, it's being revealed that plans to suspend Sunday trading restrictions are being kept under review. The comment comes from a government spokesperson following a letter from 50 MPs threatening to vote against the plans. This would be a huge relief for independents, who are concerned the move threatens to drive trade away from them and instead give it to supermarkets and larger shopping outlets. The convenience industry as a whole hit back when the plans were first announced last month. NFRN National President Stuart Reddish referenced a populist poll that found 58% of respondents supported the present arrangements on Sunday trading hours. In the meantime, retailers have been reaping the rewards of the reopening of non-essential shops. Despite initial concerns, convenience stores have seen an uptick in sales from new customers returning to the high street. Suburban stores in particular have seen a turnaround in their food-to-go sales. Mike Nichols, owner of a Costcutter in York, said his sandwich and coffee sales jumped after people slowly started to return to work. In response to increased demand, spa retailer Joe Williams extended his closing time from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Forecourt sites have also reported an uplift, citing increased footfall due to high street shoppers returning to the road. I have to admit, it's a relief to finally see things returning to normal, giving retailers the chance to resume their usual trading habits. I suppose ACS Chief Executive James Lohman was right when he said that this is an impact independents can most definitely handle. We've all seen social media become a vital lifeline for store owners during the coronavirus, whether it's for highlighting social distancing measures or advertising a home delivery service. Retailers have quickly become a lot more tech savvy to showcase their offerings. Retailer Amrit Singh told me that the prioritising his online presence has never been more important. Since the coronavirus, he has hired 3 new members of staff just to manage and process his online sales. And it seems Facebook is here to help make this process a little bit easier. The social media platform has launched a new free online selling service. It lists shops and their products across its business pages, Instagram profiles, and targeted adverts for customers to browse. Although retailers need a website to sign up, Facebook confirmed to me that those with an existing Facebook account or Instagram profile will automatically convert to a shop. The launch was brought forward because of the pandemic in an effort to help small businesses continue serving their customers. What's more is that Facebook also revealed that it will soon make it possible to purchase something directly within WhatsApp. I know this will intrigue a lot of retailers who I've already seen use the messaging service to help customers make orders. Keep your eyes peeled for more on this in the coming months, because we'll keeping it on our radar. Moving away from coronavirus, I'm pleased to say that police and crime commissioners are finally taking on board the seriousness of retail crime. I spoke to Sussex PCC Katie Bourne and Devon and Cornwall PCC Alison Hernandez last week. Both are currently investing time into initiatives to improve the response to business crime in their local areas. It was refreshing to have conversations with people in a position of power who truly understand the impact of crime on independent retailers. Katie said she understands why a lot of business owners have lost confidence in their local police force, but will be making it her mission to change that attitude. She is currently working with retailers in her local area to improve the process of reporting crime. She explained that without accurate reporting, she is unable to take any evidence to her chief constable to highlight the seriousness of the issue. I know retailers find the process of reporting crime difficult and time-consuming, but I urge you all, please do continue doing it. Without it, these PCCs are unable to help you. I'll be working with both of them in the coming months, feeding back what our readers are experiencing and what they would like to see changed. I'm really excited by this, and I'll try my very best to help fight your fight where I can. If you are a convenience supplier looking for more information on the independent retailer market, then don't forget to follow our New Trade Media LinkedIn account for all the latest insights coming out of the sector. If this shortcast has left you wanting more, you can catch up on previous episodes from our series by going to www.newtrade.co.uk/blog/shortcasts or by clicking the button at the bottom of this page. Thanks for listening.